Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Highways Infrastructure Limited Q2 and H1 FY26 earnings conference call. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Abhishek Bhatt. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, and good afternoon, everyone. On behalf of Highways Infrastructure Limited, I welcome you all to the Quarter 2 and H1 FY26 earnings conference call. The results and investor presentation have already been shared and are also available on our website and through our filings with the stock exchanges. Joining us today to discuss the company's performance and outlook are Mr. Arun Kumar Jain, Managing Director, Mr. Anup Aggarwal, Full-Time Director and CFO, Mr. Rinaldo Jain, Director and CEO, Mr. Saurabh Mittal, Joint CFO. Before we proceed, a disclaimer. Please note that anything said on this call during the course of the intervention and in our collateral, which reflects the outlook towards the future or which should be construed as a certain forward-looking statement, must be viewed in conjunction with the risks the company faces and may not be updated from time to time. More details are provided at the end of investor presentation and other filings available on the website at www.highwayinfrastructure.in. Should you have any queries or further requirements following this call, please feel free to reach to us via the contact details provided in the investor materials. With that, I now hand over the call to Mr. Rinaldo. Over to you, sir.
Thank you, and good afternoon to all investors and analysts. This is a landmark moment for Highways Infrastructure Limited as we have hosted our first earnings call since the listing. I would like to start with a brief about the company. Highways Infrastructure Limited is a diversified infrastructure company with over three decades of execution experience in the verticals of EPC infrastructure, tollway collection, and real estate. We currently operate across 11 states and one union territory, and our business spans across pan-India. Over the last three years, we have delivered consistent growth. Our order book has scaled from 225 crore in March 2023 to 775 crore as of September 2025. Profit after tax has grown from 13.8 crore in FY23 to 22.4 crore in FY25. Now, I would like to share some recent developments of the company. During the quarter, we have achieved the highest-ever order book of 775 crore. We have commenced toll collection at Mulgarnath Free Plaza in the state of Uttar Pradesh with a contract value of 67.77 crore. We have initiated toll operations for four-lane greenfield expressway connecting to the Delhi-Vadodara greenfield expressway with a contract value of 18.97 crore. Started operation at Chotla Free Plaza with a contract value of 31.07 crore. We have also secured two new EPC contracts from AICTSL for development of external electrification infrastructure to support electric bus charging with a total contract value of 3.05 crore. We have also received the LOA for operation of eight-lane access control expressway with a contract value of 25.26 crore. We have also recently launched the New York City Phase 4 project in Indore, adding 0.17 million sq ft of saleable area to our real estate portfolio. These developments reinforce our strategy of scaling toll operations in high-traffic corridors and expanding our real estate footprint in key micro markets. I would now like to give a brief business overview about our business verticals. About EPC infrastructure, EPC infrastructure is the backbone of our company. We execute highways, bridges, IT parks, and housing projects. Key deliveries include PMAY housing, water worth 147 crore and a major road rehabilitation works in Madhya Pradesh. We have already delivered 69 projects as on date and 23 projects are still under construction. The share of government projects are higher, ensuring payment comfort. About the toll collection vertical, the toll collection vertical is the second vertical where we manage toll plazas on high traffic corridors under NHAI contracts. Successfully completed 31 projects and scaled from 7 toll plazas in FY24 to 15 in FY25. Supported by digital toll management systems that minimize leakage and improve efficiency, usually the contracts are of 90 days period to 1 year. In the real estate segment, residential real estate operates on an asset-light model focused on mid-income housing. We have delivered over 2,600 units to date, including landmark projects such as Karuna Sagar in New York City in Madhya Pradesh. The revenue grew from 3 crore in FY24 to 8 crore in FY25. About commercial real estate, is an emerging segment where we generate lease rental income from hospitality and commercial properties. This provides a steady annuity like revenue stream and complements our residential business. We are actively exploring expansion in this segment through partnerships and asset-like models to enhance our recurring income. Now I would like to move on to our growth strategy. Our growth strategy is anchored on 4 pillars. Focusing on growing existing business verticals. As SIL, we aim to strengthen our core businesses while introducing complementary services that enhance corridor economics and customer experience. I would like to mention a few verticals that we will in the future be venturing and the company is interested to venture in. To start with, I would like to mention Bayside amenities and truck facilities. HIL plans to include fuel stations, EV charging points, food courts, etc. Also major focus in bidding for EPC and renewable energy projects. The Bayside amenities and truck facilities will add value to the company as commercial real estate income, but under the EPC contract segment. These will be contracts with the national government, NHAI, and this will add value to the commercial income of the company. The company also wants to venture in renewable and adjacent opportunities, leveraging EPC expertise to explore EV infrastructure, solar projects, and partnerships for hospitality and commercial sector. Our major focus in EPC will be on renewable projects. We also plan to generate lease income from rental properties such as hotels and F&B outlets. Our order book stands at 725 crores as of September 2025, up 46% in H1 FY26, providing multi-quarter visibility. EPC contributes rupees 584 crores and solely rupees 191 crore. Of this, 150-200 crore worth of EPC projects are expected to be completed within 2 years. We anticipate an additional 100-250 crore in order work inflows over the next 2 to 3 months, supported by a robust bid pipeline. With most projects from government agencies, we enjoy strong execution certainty and payment security. Selectively expanding geographical footprint, we are now deepening our presence in high-growth states such as Assam, Gujarat, Rajasthan and Uttar Pradesh, while targeting new markets including Jammu Kashmir, Bihar, Telangana, Kerala, Tamil Nadu and Daman and Diu. This is in support with the strong support given by the government in the EPC and infra segment. About balance sheet and return optimization, financial prudence remains central to our strategy. We have improved our debt-to-equity ratio to 0.61x and making a healthy cash position to support bidding and expansion. Our return ratio remains strong with ROE at 19.1% and ROCE at 16.7% in FY25. A little about our financial performance. For Q2 FY26, the total revenue stood at 115.3 crores compared to 119.4 crores as against Q2 FY25. During H1 FY26, the total revenue was 227.8 crores against rupees 226.8 crores in H1 FY25. The EBITDA during Q2 FY26 significantly increased by 253% year-on-year and stood at 13.7 crores against 3.9 crores in Q2 FY25. The EBITDA during H1 FY26 was 25.8 crores against 12.7 crores in H1 FY25, a growth of 102% year-on-year. EBITDA margin during H1 FY26 stood at 11.3%. The profit after tax witnessed a growth of 515% year-on-year and stood at 9.7 crores in Q2 FY26 against 1.6 crores in Q2 FY25. During H1 FY26, profit after tax was 16.9 crores against 5.8 crores, a growth of significant 192% year-on-year. The PAT margin was 7.4% during H1 FY26. Our balance sheet remains strong with debt to equity ratio at 0.28x and net cash and cash equivalents of 52.8 crores. All of the information is available in the presentation, and now I would request to open the floor for any questions. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question comes from the line of Viral Shah from Ambit Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Yeah, good afternoon.
Hello. Yes, sir. Good afternoon.
Yeah, so when you look at in terms of technical qualification for the EPC portion, as a company, how much we can bid for a single project?
For a single project.
On standalone basis, yeah.
So it depends on the kind of project you are trying to bid for. So for all the projects we go for pre-qualifications. And so given that every agency has a different pre-qualification for the kind of project you want to bid for. For example, NHAI might have a different pre-qualification, NBCC might have a different pre-qualification.
So when we look at NHAI, what is the pre-qualification we are qualified for?
Sorry?
When you look at NHI, on a single bid basis, how much we are pre-qualified for bid for a single project on standalone basis?
We are qualified for approximately 250 crores for one single project.
Okay. And when it comes to toll, what is the qualification we are qualified for?
For toll with the driven network today, I am qualified for about 1,000 crores worth of projects, a single contract.
Got it. So in terms of bid pipeline, when you look at from NHAI and others, for our set of qualification, what is the bid pipeline we are looking at, and what is the awarding stage, and what is happening on the bid pipeline? But could you give us some clarity there?
Well, in terms of tolling, we are actively now looking at, we are actively bidding. So what is happening is basically we are actively bidding for the 3 month project. And now the 3 month projects are being converted into one year projects for toll collection. So now we have much more opportunity now that we have better understanding of these new projects. So basically what NHAI does is for the newer projects, they put the newer projects for under 3 month contract. And after running for 3 month contract and understanding the feasibility, they put the same contract for 1 year. So having said that, now that we are operating three major expressways under the 3 month contract, we have a better visibility on what we can bid for the yearly contract. So we have a good visibility in the near future for tollways. And similarly, we have for ETC contracts also. We are actively looking at different segments in ETC, like I mentioned in my speech as well. we are actually looking at renewable energy EPC contracts as well, road contracts and building contracts. So you will see a good visibility in the near future.
Got it, sir. Thank you so much, Pramodji. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Nandesh Shah from Motilal Oswal Financial Services. Please go ahead. Mr. Nandesh, you are not audible.
Yeah, now this is me. Hello.
Yes, sir, you are audible.
Hi.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity and good afternoon to everyone. So my first question is on order book. So we have clocked a revenue of around 227 crores for the first half. So what kind of execution run rate can we see for the second half?
So I would like to mention, given our historical performance and finances, you can see that we, for us, the company, we book major revenue in the Q3 and Q4. About 60-65% of our revenue is booked in Q3 and Q4. This is because of the nature of business we are in. Most of the contracts that we take up, most of them are built in Q3 and Q4. So you will see a good, healthy execution and numbers in Q3 and Q4. And this is also supported by our historical financials.
Okay. Thanks. Sir, can you comment on the net debt numbers and what kind of leverage can we see going forward?
Sorry, sir, can you come again? Your voice is muffled.
Sir, I'm asking about what is the current net debt number and what is the target leverage which we can see going forward for FY26 and 27.
So net debt current now is 60 crore as on 30 September.
And sir, what is the target going forward?
Sir, it will reduce because we have IPO fund. So we will utilize first, then kabhi lagta hai future mein uske baad sab log funding ke liye jayenge.
Samajh gaya sir. Sir, majority apna jo order book hai, it is from government projects. And sir, can you comment on the payment cycle which you are currently looking at?
So there has been absolutely no delay in payments from government at the moment. And हमारा strategy हमेशा यही रहता है कि हम ऐसे government agencies के साथ काम करें जहाँ पे receivable payment की कोई issue ना हो. And that is also supported by we timely execute all of our projects, and that is our agenda. So the government agencies also support and such kind of contractors, and that is why we have not seen any problem in that segment.
Thank you. इस साल हमने ना काफी ओवरऑल जो रोड प्रोजेक्ट में जो यूजुअली हमने लास्ट 2-3 साल में देखा था कि काफी अच्छा ऑर्डर बुक्स आए सब जगह, लेकिन सर सिंस लास्ट 6 मंथ्स वी हैव नॉट सीन दैट काइंड ऑफ ऑर्डर पाइपलाइन एस्पेशली फॉर द रोड प्रोजेक्ट्स. सो कम्स ऑन दैट.
So actually the thing is the market is such that we have expertise in building, we have expertise in road building, we have expertise in general EPC contracts, right? So what we as a company try to do is look at where we have better opportunities, because it is contract to contract basis. We saw a lot of opportunity in building works, and so that is why we are venturing more into building works. In the near future, when we see better opportunity in road construction, we will definitely want to venture in that, because our expertise lies in both. The expertise lies in execution, procurement, construction in general. So whatever it may it be solar, may it be building works, may it be road construction, we are happy to venture in all. There is no one particular segment.
So, sir, I'm done with my questions. Thank you so much for the opportunity and all the best.
Thank you.
The next question comes from the line of Ninad Sabnis from Sabnis Financial. Please go ahead.
Hi, good afternoon, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. I I went to the presentation of the company. Must really compliment. It's a very well-made presentation. There's a good basic understanding of the company with this model. I have a couple of questions.
Sorry to interrupt you, Mr. Ninad, but there seems to be a disturbance from your background.
Okay.
Please speak through a handset if you can.
Is this better?
Yes, sir.
Yes, yeah. Sorry for that. I noticed that our current order book is around 770 crores. So could you give me an outlook as to how much is the time, what is the timeline for execution?
So all of our projects are basically time between 18 to 24 months. So accordingly you can understand the kind of execution pipeline that will come up. And like I said, for every project, the execution is very different. So for building projects, the initial groundwork, preparation, all of that takes a lot of time. So the booking of revenue will be less. And that is why, like I mentioned earlier, also to the earlier question, that we get maximum book revenue booking in Q3 and Q4. That is because of the nature of contract that we have, right?
Achha, right. Correct. Okay, and can you elaborate what is our kya hota hai? Like ham mein ham project summary kitna focus hai aur going forward will the proportion of ham projects increase much more?
So basically, I would like to mention to also clarify is that since HAM projects look very attractive on the surface level, we are actively looking at good opportunities in HAM. It's not like HAM projects, all of the HAM projects are as good as they seem because the model is as good. So basically looking at pieces where we can maximize the profit in HAM projects. Although even though now the government, now NHAI is also producing more BOT projects against HAM projects. So again, the national government is also moving to focus from different models. They are trying out newer models also. And again, like I said, that venturing into newer models gives you a good benefit in the initially because you have a starting benefit, right? So instead of only focusing on HAM, we are also looking at better and newer opportunities all over in the industry landscape.
Okay. And it's just a broad forward-looking question. Could you just give a medium-term overview on what kind of growth or what could be our revenue and margin targets for, say, FY28?
For Divita, we are supposing, we are expecting 8 to 10%.
Into
26, 27 to 28.
Right. Okay.
And we are very comfortable with the number because going up we have lower finance costs. We have better looking opportunities with better margins. So I think this number the company feels comfortable in achieving.
We have good cash on books now, and debt to equity has also come down then. Considerably at a comfortable level. Okay, great. Yes. Just one last question if I can squeeze in. Our geographical footprint is majorly in the five states which we have mentioned in the presentation. So with MP and UP being top two. So going forward, will that remain the same or any state where you are seeing particular interest, long order book or good opportunities available which could convert into order book going to the future?
Okay, so I would first thank you for the question because it is a very interesting question. I would love to answer that. I think
thank you.
Talking about states, so it is very, we choose states very strategically. It is very important to understand that we have to create a portfolio which mitigates maximum risk and maximizes our profit. Let's say we talk about toll collection. So it is a very basic strategy of when toll collection is reduced
or significantly reduced in the months of winter where there is a lot of fall, for example, right? So we, it is important.
Sorry, I couldn't get your last sentence. Could you please repeat? Sorry, the audio drop.
For example, let's start with tollways. So tollways, the traffic on roads reduced because of fog. So we would like to, and so let's say we have a toll in up north. So we know the revenue will be dropping in those particular months. So we try to mitigate by taking tolls much in the south, but fog is not an issue. Or winter is not an issue. So that is how we try to mitigate all of the issues that come up in this industry basically. And going forward, even in EPC, we are trying to look at multiple states. We are not only, we don't want to limit ourselves to Madhya Pradesh. So we are actively looking at better opportunities in different states such as Rajasthan, Maharashtra, Uttar Pradesh. And for similarly goes for real estate. We have a very good hold of real estate in the state of Madhya Pradesh. But again, actively looking for better opportunities in other states also. Because this gives us good balance of good opportunities, good profit margins, and so also to avoid any concentration of risk if working in one state might bring us. Right?
Correct, that's good. Yeah. So, maybe pushing myself, but could you tell like which state is the next priority after, say, MP and UP?
I would not say that any state is a priority because it is subjective to government policies which change.
Yeah, absolutely.
It is very important to closely monitor what the state government wants. It is very important to monitor how the government wants the state to develop in what kind of sector. So, for example, real estate might be very, very booming in Gurgaon. We are actively looking at the NCR to take up EPC projects or building projects in Gurgaon. Likewise, the road network is very, very healthy in the state of Uttar Pradesh. We would actively like to look into EPC contracts for roadways in the state of Uttar Pradesh. So this is very subjective. I cannot target a particular state for this thing, but then again, having said that, I think every state has their own USP in which particular direction is the government wants to take them. So we are actively monitoring that. And so, I hope that answers your question.
Okay. Great, sir. All the best for your journey. We'll be closely tracking. Thank you so much for the opportunity.
100%. Thank you so much.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Priyam Shah from Value Equity. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, sir. Sir, thanks for the opportunity. So, I have some questions with regards to our several verticals. So, first of all, this is pertaining to our commercial real estate portfolio. If you can give some more insights about this vertical, and if you can share what kind of projects that we have already executed, and how do you see this segment brewing up?
So for commercial real estate, we see commercial real estate as a segment which will provide us steady income, annuity income over the years. And so what the company is doing actively is that we have strategically located purchased land parcels from previous years, and now we are seeing that the market is maturing, and we would in time bring about develop those land properties with strategically so that we can generate more commercial income. Those commercial income could be from hospitality, could be from commercial shops, could be from office spaces. That is again subject to the location and the market growth in that particular segment.
Okay. And if you can share, what would be the annual renting income that you are looking?
Sorry, can you come again?
Yeah, if you can share, what would be the annual rental income that you are looking?
It is difficult to put a number to that, but if we can take up this question offline, you can reach out to EY, and then we can take up this question. To give you a very very rough ballpark, I would like to mention that we are eyeing at something around 15 to 20 crores yearly.
Yearly, annually. Okay. And My second question is pertaining to the margins for the EPC division. So, as we scale up, okay. So do you see that we are able to get a better margins for the EPC segment? And if you can specify what would be the range of the margins going ahead?
Definitely, like Mr. Saurabh mentioned that we are looking at better margins in near future. Having that is because we are also venturing into different other kinds of EPC infrastructure projects, right? And so the company looks at a range of 10%-12% margin in the near coming future.
Okay. My next question is with respect to the overall holistic margin as a company. So in H1, we are clocking close to 11%-12%. So, what we need to understand is, are these margins sustainable, or we expect that there would be some normalization in the coming quarters?
Can you come again for the last part? Sorry. The last part.
Okay. So do we expect some normalization in the coming quarters as far as EBITDA margins are considered?
So I think we are looking. We I think we are very. We can confidently say that we will. These margins can be sustained, and even more so, we are looking at a better increase, better growth in margins. In fact, like I mentioned earlier, so steady is for sure, and we are also eyeing at a better output in the coming financial year. Better margin.
Okay. Sure. My next question is now with regards to our overall order book. So as you had mentioned that our current order book is approximately 775 crores. So what is the aspirational order book that we are targeting in the next 2 to 3 years?
हम लोगों का तो लगभग जो success ratio रहता है 25% के approach रहता है. तो अब लोग हम अभी हम लोग एग्रेसिवली बिडिंग कर रहे हैं. उसमें अभी हम लोग फ्यूचर में टारगेट कर रहे हैं कि इस साल हम लोग 1,000 करोड़ की जो है ऑर्डर बुक बना लेंगे बाय द एंड ऑफ दिस ईयर.
सर 1,000 करोड़ की ऑर्डर बुक ये साल के अंत में आएगी?
यस सर. ड्यूरिंग द ईयर हम लोग जैसे बिड कर रहे हैं, अभी आप देखेंगे अप्रैल से लेके सितंबर तक हम लोगों ने लगभग 250 से 300 करोड़ की ईपीसी बुक बिल किया है, और टोटल में हमने 250 करोड़ का अभी अगस्त से लेकर अक्टूबर तक का बिट लॉक किया है.
ओके. और सर जो जो हम ऑर्डर बुक जो हमारा ऑर्डर बुक है, तो उसका अप्रोक्सीमेटली टाइमलाइन आप बताएंगे, मतलब हाउ डू यू सी द एग्जीक्यूशन एग्जीक्यूटिंग दिस ऑर्डर बुक?
ऑर्डर बुक एग्जीक्यूशन लाइक आई मेंशन्ड अर्लियर आल्सो कि हमारा अप्रोक्सीमेटली 18-24 मंथ्स का एग्जीक्यूशन टाइमलाइन रहता है. सो यू कैन डिवाइड इट ओवर द इट इज अप्रोक्सीमेटली 1.5 to 2 years. सो यू कैन डिवाइड इट अकॉर्डिंगली. सो आई एम रियलाइजिंग ऑलमोस्ट फर्स्ट टू क्वार्टर्स वी आर रियलाइजिंग इट अबाउट 35-40%. And the next Q4, we are realizing more than 60-65%. So, yeah.
Okay.
To your question, actually, this is very important to also understand with the GST rate cut and all of the benefits that the government is passing on. These benefits are in turn also being passed on to the contractors, with the raw material cost going down, finance cost going down. So definitely the margins are going to increase.
Increased
margins will also help the company to bid for to go for more ambitious bids where we can increase our success ratio.
Okay, sir. So now this my next question would be with regards to the financial position. So currently, if we see our debt to equity is it stands at 0.6:1, which is considered to be a very good standards as of now. So do we aspire to be becoming a debt free company in the coming 2 to 3 years?
Yes, definitely. लेकिन सर कैपिटल इंटेंसिव बिजनेस है, अभी काम करेंगे तो पैसा भी अपने को जरूरत लगेगी, तो मे बी आगे फ्यूचर में हम लोग डेट को रिड्यूस तो करेंगे ही करेंगे, बट जरूरत लगेगी तो वो भी एक्सपाई करेंगे।
करेक्ट। एंड सर माई लास्ट क्वेश्चन, सर अभी हमारा जो रेवेन्यू स्प्लिट अगर आप देखेंगे तो अभी मोर देन 75% टॉल कनेक्शन से आ रहा है, ईपीसी हमारा सेगमेंट 20% है और रियल एस्टेट करीब करीब 2% है। तो आगे जाके डू वी सी दैट देयर वुड बी अ शिफ्ट, मतलब कहीं पे मतलब टोल कलेक्शन का थोड़ा टोन डाउन होगा और ईपीसी और रियल एस्टेट का शेयर थोड़ा बढ़ सकता है आगे जाके एज वी।
हाँ जी, मैं अंडरस्टैंड क्वेश्चन एंड इट इज वेरी इंपॉर्टेंट क्वेश्चन, बिकॉज इट इज वेरी इंपॉर्टेंट टू अंडरस्टैंड कि भाई व्हेन द कंपनी इज आल्सो आइंग एट 50-50 डिस्ट्रीब्यूशन इन टोल एंड ईटीसी, मार्केट लैंडस्केप या मार्केट क्या बोलता है उस हिसाब से भी कंपनी के डिसीजन वेरी कर सकते हैं। गवर्नमेंट फोकस शिफ्ट मोर ऑन ईटीसी, तो हम ईटीसी पे ज्यादा फोकस करना चाहेंगे। And like also, that is why this is a very good comfort for the company also, ki we have the opportunity to venture into different segments, right? So hum koshish karte hain ki hum ratio aisa rakhe ki hamari book healthy rahe, hamare financials healthy rahe. So that is again based on market, what the market is calling for. But the company is eyeing at 50-50 ratio for EPC and those in the near future.
Sure. So I'm done with my questions. Thanks for answering my questions patiently, and I wish you all the very best.
Thank you.
A reminder to all the participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question comes from the line of Raman from Sequent Investments. Please go ahead.
Hello. Thank you for the opportunity. I have just two questions. One is with respect to the EPC project. I have seen that you are planning to enter this new division with taking up new EPC project. So do you expect any large capex or working capital requirement going forward with respect to this EPC project? And if so, how are you planning to manage that?
There is slight mumbling from your end. Can you come again with that? Sorry.
So I just basically want to understand how, due to the as you are pouring into execution of EPC project,
Mr.
you will
Raman,
be requiring.
I'm so sorry to interrupt you, but there seems to be a network issue from your side. Can you please go to a better network coverage area?
Hello. Now can you hear me, ma'am?
Yes, sir. It's better.
So I just want to understand that now the company has been has a EPC a lot of EPC project to be executed. Are you planning to take a large capex or working capital with respect to the EPC project? And if so, how are you planning to fulfill your working capital requirement with respect to these projects?
Right now the company will be primary use of IPO proceeds, the IPO fund, and then going forward we will see it is objective again, like the capital requirement. So right now we will go forward with the IPO proceeds, and then with the time we will the company will decide for the same. Although having said that one there would be a very good cycle that will show now, so there will be cash flow coming in from the project that we execute. So at the moment we are not looking at increasing our debt.
Okay. And sir, my second question is it's a similar question. I just want to understand what type of projects are we planning to undertake under the EPC infra segment, and what will be the is there any average size in your mind and or average duration of this EPC project execution?
There is no one thing that we are looking at. Okay, so the thing that there are so many new opportunities, there's so many new kinds of opportunities that are coming in EPC, and we are very happy to know that our team is very confident in executing, procuring, and constructing any kind of EPC contract. Like I mentioned earlier in my speech as well, we are actually looking at renewable energy EPC contracts, we are looking at building works contracts, we are looking at road works contracts. And we are also searching for any kind of new contract that give us a benefit, is a startup benefit for the company that we would like to venture in.
Understood.
The company is now, you know, a good time to put the team's effort into new kinds of EPC contracts also.
Okay. And sir, also I have noticed in your investor deck, you also plan to foray into AMP-based project. Can you throw some light on that aspect?
Yes, of course. I think HAM is a very good model proposed by NHAI. Overall, I mean, supporting the contractors building the roads. But like I said, with time, government is constantly changing in the kind of the models that they are giving out for the EPC contract. So basically, HAM was a hot kind of model for NHAI about time ago. Now again, NHAI is moving towards the BOT models, DM BOTO models. So it is a very this landscape changes, the kind of financing for the project changes, the kind of project that NHAI gives out kind of changes. So it is not, it would not be right to say that we are only looking at HAM, but HAM is one of the kind of projects that we are looking at the moment.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Anish from Spark Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi sir, thank you for taking my question. My first question is, how will you prioritize or manage growth across EPC, whole operation, residential and commercial real estate?
So you are you asking how do we manage EPC and commercial real estate growth?
The toll operations, residential and the commercial real estate, yes.
How do we manage in the sense of...
How will you prioritize the growth aspects in the EPC, toll operations, residential and the commercial real estate?
In terms of growth aspect, I mean, I don't... I mean, if every day the newspapers are flooded with the kind of focus the government has on infrastructure development. India being a developing country, you already know the backbone for a developing country is to build infrastructure. The kind of roads, expressways, the quality of infrastructure the government is pushing to develop, there is no limit to what the amount of work you can do. There is so much work to do, there is so much infrastructure that is to be developed, and so many opportunities by so many government agencies out there. Even so, private companies are also giving out so many opportunities. Real estate is booming in India because the land rates are constantly increasing. People from outside India are now investing in India, and so land rates are increasing, so real estate segment is very healthy. The government is constructing new roads, so again, infrastructure segment has so many opportunities. Now, new roads are being constructed, so toll segment already has its boost because toll segment, new roads, the lab tolls and now toll collection agencies, we are participating in toll collection. So again, it becomes an overall cycle. Now infrastructure will develop, so the land rates will go high, so real estate will in turn become a very good place to put your focus in. So all of these segments hold hand together, and so I think overall there is a lot of scope in the coming years.
Okay. And my second question, sir, how much income do you expect from the commercial real estate and rentals in the next 2 to 3 years?
We are, there is no fixed figure at the moment, but we are eyeing, optimistically, we are eyeing at something in the ballpark of 15-20 crores.
Okay. Okay, sir. Thank you. That's it. Yeah. Thank you for the opportunity.
Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question comes from the line of Ansh Singh from Anywhere TMC.
Thanks for the opportunity. So I just wanted to get some understanding on like how is the sales in the newly launched residential project, New York City. Could you share some details about it?
Yeah, definitely. I think one of the towers for the phase four is near completion in the terms of grey block. So, and we are looking at a very good market. The market is showing a lot of interest in mid-value apartments. The location is very very opportunistic in terms because that is the growing part of Indore now. Indore, as you rightly know, that Indore is becoming a part of the quadrilateral in Madhya Pradesh. Indore is expanding as a very strategic location. And the location for that particular development is right on the bypass, which is now becoming becoming like a very heavily used road, and which will soon become a part of the city. And like I would like to mention that what does a person look at for a real estate development? They look for trust. They look for would others choose this particular development or no? So I am very happy to mention that all 600 families are already living in that particular township. So that brings about a very big value of trust to newer clients. And so we are getting a very good review from the market.
Understood, sir. That's helpful. Also, sir, could you give us some insights about the commercial real estate portfolio and what projects have we done here so far and how do you see this segment shaping up going forward?
So the company a couple years back has procured lands, eyeing that the lands will produce good value in the near future. Now we feel that the market is slowly moving towards its maturity. And now, so that the company is now eyeing at you know, developing these properties and generating commercial income. These commercial incomes could be majorly from hospitality segment. Could also we are also looking at office spaces because Indore is now slowly given that IIT and IIM both are in this particular city that we are looking at. This is becoming a very big hub for you know the near hub for IIT and other industries as well. And given that Pithampur is in the near vicinity, so that there is a lot of job employment generation in the city, we're looking at office spaces also apart from residential as well. And having said that, that new people are there is a fresh flow of employment, there is fresh flow of people coming inside the city. So naturally, the rental income for residential apartments is also going to boom in the very near future. So company is looking at all three segments coefficiently.
Okay, sir. Understood. So that's from my side. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. Ladies and gentlemen, as there are no further questions from the participants, I would now like to hand the conference over to Mr. Riddharth Jain for closing comments.
Hi, thank you everybody for all of your questions. It was great talking to all of you and seeing the kind of time and all of our investors and analysts have put into this question and answer segment and into the company. For the closing remarks, I would like to mention that the Q2 financial year 26 has been a milestone quarter for Highway Infrastructure Limited. We have delivered strong financial performance, expanded our order book, and reinforced our position as a trusted infrastructure partner. The industry outlook is positive, and we are well positioned to capitalize on these opportunities with a disciplined approach to growth. Thank you all for joining the call today. If you have any questions, questions remain unanswered, kindly reach out to our investor relations agency at EY. Thank you so much. Have a great day.
On behalf of Highway Infrastructure Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines. Thank you.
Thank you.